Good afternoon, the Exotic Set. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi, Kiri. My name is Kayla Collier. You guys saw my Ratty Pearl this week. I think it was Tuesday, maybe?
Okay, yes.
Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah, how can I help you?
When I was there, the vet practitioner, like the man that I saw, very, very lovely, but she let me know that with Pearl, she would either be looking at 2 weeks or 2 months for a potential euthanasia if she didn't gain her weight back.
Okay.
I wanted to call and see what my options were because she has dropped 17 grams in 2 days.
Okay.
On 3 different medications as was prescribed, and I've been giving them to her religiously.
Yeah.
I've weighed her for the last 3 days and she's dropped 17 grams.
Okay. I'll just get into the file. What's the surname?
Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R.
There we go. Okay, so is she improving with her respiratory issues on the medication, or is she much the same?
She's much the same. I haven't seen much of an improvement with her or any of my other ratties. So I was given a big thing for everyone to use, and she herself got two other medications to use as well as the big one, and it doesn't seem like it's improved her.
Okay, sure. So what are you wanting to find out?
Probably when would be the best day, not next week, so not on the 3rd, but like the 10th of November, when would be, or should it be next week for her to potentially be put to sleep?
Okay. Like if you're not seeing any improvement this week, I'd probably be doing an assessment next week on her.
Yep.
We can book it in as, I guess, a quality of life chat just to see how she is improving. And then if the decision is made that she needs to be popped to sleep, euthanized, then we can definitely do it on that day, or you can come back if you needed to have that procedure done. I wouldn't wait the 2 weeks if she's not improving, if she's declining or anything like that. I would come back sooner than that to get reassessed.
She was very underweight when I took her in, and that was like my main concern, and then I found a tumour on her. So
yeah,
she's very much at her end of life stage, but the doctor said, you know, or the vet said, give her these 3 medications. If she starts to improve, then she can have 2 months quality life, if not then 2 weeks.
Yeah. I guess it's case by case. You would know her, being with her all the time, she's going. If she's continuously dropping weight, she's becoming depressed, if her respiratory issues are getting worse, then that would be an indication that you might need to make that decision. If she starts to put on weight and her respiratory issues start to improve, then I guess keep her long, like on that medication, and keep progressing the way you are. I guess it's hard to say how long she might have, she's losing weight and you're not seeing any improvement, then you might need to call it next week. You know her in herself, like if she's still eating, she's managing well with the respiratory issues and everything, then you might be able to get her through another couple of weeks. It's just case by case.
She is still eating, but she's just not gaining any of that weight, and obviously I don't want her to like she'll eat occasionally, and like if I offer her treats, like we'll say meat or veggies, she'll take them and she'll have a bit of a nibble on them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not seeing, like I've weighed her because that's what the vet suggested.
Yeah.
And like I said, I've seen a 17 gram drop in weight rather than any kind of slow gradual improvement in weight.
Yeah, like they can wax and wane, especially when they have been very unwell with respiratory issues and everything. I can't give you a clear answer as when you need to make that call. If she stops taking food, if you are noticing that weight, just even though she is eating, continuously dropping off her, then then you may need to make that decision. That's all I can say.
Can I do a Friday afternoon next week just for a quality of life and a potential euthanasia?
Yeah, no, definitely. Okay, so Friday next week. So you're looking at the 7th of November?
Yes, please.
Now, it'll be Dr. Vanessa that you would see. She's the practice owner here. I think you saw Dr. Brock the other week.
It was definitely
there. Yeah. Yeah, so he doesn't work on the Fridays, but I can definitely get you in with Dr. Vanessa if you're wanting to see someone on a Friday.
Yeah, that's fine. Friday's the day.
Yes, certainly. Now, do you prefer a morning or afternoon?
Afternoon would be better, after 3, if you could.
After 3, certainly. All right, the latest I could do would be 3:40.
3:40 works, yeah.
Actually, I can do a 3:50 if that works better.
3:40 would be just fine for me.
Okay, not a problem. Well, that's all booked in then for 3:40 next Friday the 7th to see Dr. Vanessa.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Okay, not a problem. We'll see you then.
See you then. Bye.
Okay, bye.